Mr. President, Ireland aligns itself with the statement made by the European Union and would like to add the following remarks in a national capacity. Allow me to offer my congratulations on your nomination as President-designate and let me assure you of my delegation's full cooperation and support. Let me also acknowledge and put on record my thanks to the Philippines and Ambassador Amanhuela for her stewardship of this meeting in the most difficult of circumstances, including the productive and substantive meeting of the group of experts in September 2020. Her report was detailed and substantive and demonstrates a deep commitment to the multifaceted issues that are relevant to this meeting. President Designate, the continued attention given by this meeting of experts of AP2 to improvised explosive devices is very much welcomed by my delegation, particularly given the humanitarian risks that these weapons pose. My delegation would like to thank the coordinators of the group of experts on IEDs for their extensive work and fully supports the path you set out, Mr. President Designate, for addressing this issue. Ireland attaches a high priority to the full and effective implementation of Amended Protocol 2, which we consider a critical instrument of international humanitarian law. Compliance with its prohibitions and restrictions helps to limit both the devastating effects of mines, booby traps, and other devices on civilian populations, as well as improve the security of deployed military personnel. We believe the route to effective implementation is through the universality of the protocol and regular and detailed reporting by its states' parties. President Designate, Ireland views the obligations contained in Amended Protocol 2 as essential in facilitating humanitarian assistance and post-conflict reconstruction. In particular, the provisions concerning recording of data relating to minefields, mines, booby traps and other devices, including IEDs, mine clearance and protection of civilians from the effects of mines, booby traps and other devices are particularly valuable. Their implementation is also crucial in ensuring the security of peace-building operations and making progress on the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals. President Designate, Ireland recognises the serious threat that improvised explosive devices present around the world and the need for coordinated action to combat that threat. Their increasing proliferation and use, particularly in urban settings, is deeply concerning. The indiscriminate and disproportionate use of IEDs causes devastating humanitarian harm. Given the informal manner in which IEDs are manufactured, assembled, and delivered, they pose a particularly complex and unique challenge for the international community. Their simplicity makes their proliferation much more difficult to effectively address and requires an urgent whole-of-system response that includes input from the security, political, humanitarian, development and counter-terrorism sectors, as highlighted by the UN Secretary-General in his report last year on countering the threat posed by improvised explosive devices. In keeping with our long-standing commitment to counter the threat posed by IEDs, Ireland's Defence Forces have provided counter-IED training teams to support the Jordanian Armed Forces, to support the Malian Armed Forces through the European Union Training Mission, and supported the Burkina Faso Armed Forces through the UN Mine Action Service. The Irish Defence Forces has also deployed significant counter-IED assets to its contingents in United Nations forces in South Lebanon and in the Syrian Golan. Amended Protocol 2 provides an essential framework to tackle the issue of the use and indiscriminate effects of IEDs, and we welcome continuing efforts to promote the exchange of information among states parties, including on experience in IED clearance and disposal. Finally, Mr. President, Ireland continues to be concerned at the humanitarian impact and the significant consequences on social and economic development arising from the use of mines other than anti-personnel mines, MOTAPAM. MOTAPAM is an important issue which has remained on the agenda of the CCW for many years, and we continue to believe that expert discussions on this issue would benefit all states. Evidence of continuing harm is continuously being brought to our attention by international organisations, mine clearance organisations and affected states, and we are particularly grateful to the Geneva International Centre for Humanitarian Demining for their monitoring since 2014 of anti-vehicle mine incidents and the resulting humanitarian and development impact. While the use of MOTAPAM is regulated by customary rules of international humanitarian law, Amended Protocol 2 remains the only source of specific regulation on the use of MOTAPAM. Ireland remains committed to promoting an expert exchange of views on MOTAPAM within the framework of AP2 to continue these important deliberations and share relevant policies and practices under AP2. I thank you, Mr. Chair.